Well, I'm Vincent Stevens, artist, just a Reader's Digest thing. Is, hey, I draw naked women, you know. So, and if that's your cup of tea, cool. If not, yeah, you know, I respect that.
Some folks a bit like this, some folks a bit like that. So holler at me, baby, don't you call me fat. I'm built for comfort.
But yeah, I mean, I like to think that I approach it in a way that nobody else really does it. But you know, at the end of the day, I do stuff that, you know, I like. I like women. I like the challenge of capturing that form, and you know, and not just your standard issue, Playboy kind of thing of the skinny blonde chick, which, you know, that's legit, but you know, from my perspective, it's been done to death. So I do women who are not necessarily, you know, considered the ideal, quote unquote, whatever that means, you know. The weird thing is that I figured that, you know, I'm really probably gonna get crucified, you know, by, you know, women saying, oh, you vile exploiter and all of this kind of thing, but just the opposite, you know. The largest part of my fan base is women, you know, and women of, let's just say, abundance, you know, size-wise, you know. Well, according to my folks, I think I started drawing when I was about, I don't know, maybe 4 years old, you know. And, you know, how everybody, get your crayons and whatnot. And the story I hear is that something was on TV, and I drew what was on TV on the coffee table, which, on the one hand, I guess, you know, folks weren't real pleased about that, but they figured that, man, he might have something going here. But then in high school, I kept on, you know, drawing and was encouraged to pursue art, but, you know, just like it's coming out of your normal kind of working class family kind of thing. Say, well, you know, that's well and good, but, you know, you really should have a real job. So for a lot of years, and for a whole lot of years, you know, I figured, well, that's what, you know, you're supposed to work the job and, you know, go for, you know, do your little 30, 40 years and retire. You know, the thing I got is trying to play by the rules and do the art on the side and, you know, doing the workaday world thing. And I was, you know, at the end of the day, I was completely miserable, you know. And that's one thing that cemented in my mind why it's cool for me to be here in Point Richmond is that almost to a person, the people that I've connected with, were all people who were doing things on their own terms, you know, working for themselves, you know, and somehow, you know, making it work. And that's been inspirational and is kind of welcoming. And I just felt like for the first time really in my life, I felt like, you know, I'm really kind of part of a community.
Thank you for listening. This is episode number 5 of Stories from the Point, a collection of audio postcards from Point Richmond, California. Stories from the Point is produced twice a month by independent radio producer Noah Chandler. Please visit storiesfromthepoint.com for more information.